I still believe in the approach of small pieces loosely joined, because that's usually where you see things working. But I say that with caution, because you also see some of these big enterprise systems working too. I mean, say what you want about Windows, it does work and crashes a lot. But when it's not crashed, it's working really well, working mostly better than Linux on most things. Costs more and all of that, and it's not very secure, but it works. And so, I mean, and that's where you get this push toward the integrated systems, the enterprise systems, is that, you know, if you can control all the variables, then you can get something that works pretty well. You know, it's like all this chat that I've been reading about WebCTM and Blackboard. Of course, you know, you go in there, you know, you get a stream of comments. It's awful, it's horrible, it's miserable, I hate it. But then you look at what they do, what Blackboard and WebCT do, they do pretty well. I mean, the problem with Blackboard and WebCT isn't so much that they're terrible software, it's that people want to do something different with them than they actually enable. And that's what you get with tight systems, with big systems, with closed systems. So you get an improvement in performance, but a lack of alternatives. And we need that space around the edges to have the alternatives.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that, too, is kind of our, you know, what we've become comfortable with. Everything in one type of you know, Microsoft Office type of program. That one of the kind of stumbling blocks or barriers to this might be that a lot of teachers do want, you know, they don't want, when you tell them, okay, you know, Blogger, Flickr, Furl, blog yeah. lines, you know, XXX, whatever it is, they say, oh, man, you know, so there's like six things I have to learn here, there's seven things I have to learn, why can't you just, why isn't there just one thing that I have to learn?
Yeah. And that's this month. It'll be different next
right?
month.
The Lord knows what's coming up, right?
That's why I think the killer web 2.0 app hasn't come out yet, and the killer web 2.0 app is the front piece to all of these back pieces, where the connections are still loose. They're still, you know, API and REST interface based, rather than a tight integration. But from the user's point of view, there's one window, if you will, and it's through that one window they access, you know, Blogger or Flickr or anything like that. That's the killer app. It's going to come. It's going to come sometime within the next 18 months. We'll see it. I mean, I was going to say 12, but I hedged. Personally, I expect it any day, but it's going to come. It's inevitable. And that's Scott's next generation VLE is that app.